with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, beneath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence.
Another episode of TLB Talk Radio. And that's actually episode 106. And the title of today's article is Free and Equal, Empowering the Elections Process, number 2. And for all of you who have been listening, last month we did one with Free and Equal, and we're doing one this month, and going forward all the way up the elections and maybe even past the elections, we will continue to do at a minimum a monthly show with Free and Equal, because as far as I'm concerned, this is an entity that is going out of its way. This is a friend, a woman who started this project up, who realizes that the voice of we the people is paramount. And rather than doing the entire show here, let me get through my normal opening, and then we will bring in my guest again today. And you will all recognize her when I tell you her name. But let me start off by saying this. a lot of people would consider that that opening song doesn't fit someone like Roger Landry. Roger Landry is going to be 70 years old in August. But how many of you remember that that's a Simon and Garfunkel song from back from the days when Roger was a kid? Now, if you stop and listen to what I just said, and I guarantee you, if you download those words to that song and you read them, you have no doubt in your mind that Paul Simon had a crystal ball. Because if you listen to the words and you look around you, how the hell could anybody have been that accurate in his predictions? And we're talking about in the 1960s, so we're talking between 60 and 70 years ago, at least 60. The reason this song is there is because of the message it gives. So if you get a chance, go online, download the words to that song, and read them. And you will probably end up by agreeing with me wholeheartedly. Paul Simon had a crystal ball. Okay, so let's get through the normal opening because I have a very special guest I'm dying to bring in. Again, the title of today's show is Free and Equal, Empowering the Elections Process, Number Two. This is the second show we're going to do with Free and Equal, and again, monthly going forward, and also some extra shows if there are some things that pop up in between that need to be reported on. Basically, what I am telling you is that we will be a mechanism for Free and Equal to get their word out. Are they worth it? I wouldn't be saying this if they weren't. Okay, so TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by TLB Project's newest project, a social media website called TLBTalk.com. Gee, TLBTalk.com, TLB Talk Radio. Yeah. Come and say what needs to be said. Okay, I would also like to say thank you to RBN, to Sam, who is the producer, and make sure you guys can hear me every week. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but he does a great job. Annie over at Shake and Wake, who replays this show on her network, and she also hosts my show Eagle's Eye Report on Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Central. But right now, let's talk about RBN, and let's talk about what you can do to help RBN and all these platforms. If you wish to keep them on air, and it's becoming harder and harder for these people to actually get sponsors going forward, okay? If you would like to keep them on air and you are somebody who contributes, think about doing it this way. Anybody who contributes is appreciated. But if you contribute over the course of the year, a couple of bucks here, a couple of bucks there, but it adds up, let's say, to 120 because it's easy to do it that way. $120 over the course of the year. That's the average. Divide that by 12, $10 a month. You haven't spent a penny more, but the next time you go in there, you check the little box that says, make this a monthly donation. Why am I asking you to do that? Because you're building a budget for these platforms. You're giving them the knowledge that each month they will have a certain amount of money coming in. And what can they do with that budget you are affording them? They can give you bigger, badder, better, faster. Roger's not asking you to give RBN more, although if you can, please do, they're worth it. Roger is saying give it to them in a fashion where they can use it to the best of their ability to give you bigger, badder, better, faster. So again, if you can do that monthly donation, again, this tells them they can build a budget. All right, so going forward, I will always state that the message I bring you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses. It isn't, or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability, depending on our course of action. And no, I don't have time to go into that today. As usual, links to applicable references and articles are always included in the article containing this archive show, published on Monday on thelibertybeacon.com by noon Central. So let's jump into this. Show title again, Free and Equal, Empowering the Elections Process, Number Two. As I state in my openings for just about every discussion I do with the founder of Free and Equal Elections, I state the following. This is America, a union of states governed by a constitution and bill of rights. America is not and never has been a democracy, even though this is what our politicians openly state and our children's teachers teach. Yeah, I went there. In America, our elections, be they local, state, or national, are we the people's ticket to the main show, the decision-making as it will affect our lives going forward. If this is a sound system and a dependable system made to truly represent, then this is exactly what our founders wished for. But if the system is seriously tainted via the rigged or absence of possible candidates, or the presence or absence of leveraging money, or via the mechanism of illegal ballots or ballot counting, or much more, then it not only makes this a mockery of the system and our governments, but it also makes a mockery of us for tolerating it. And all that we see and can perceive via media and personal research that any of us is doing, can anybody out there tell me how the heck our elections can ever be called free and equal, especially what we know today? So who's doing anything about this? Who is setting an example that should be the main show? Who is there to cover our back when it comes to election integrity and balance? Hey, guess what? I got an answer for you. Free and Equal Elections Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3 organization focused on transforming the American election system by hosting accessible political debates and leading the charge on election technology reform. They've hosted presidential debates for 15 years, and they're transforming the status quo and helping to build a future that America deserves. Today, we will discuss Free and Equal's latest presidential debate. Hold on, people. It gets a little tough here. I will say that again. Today, we will discuss with Christina Tobin Free and Equal's latest presidential debate. For all you Republicans who will state, that was a Democratic debate, why should I listen? The easy answer is this. If you don't and a Democrat wins, will you be ready for what you didn't bother to listen to or focus on? Also understand that knowing what your political rivals plan or aspire to accomplish, in fact, makes you better prepared to counter such things should that become necessary, or to prevent them from happening necessarily at all. So the situation here is, this is education. Why should you know what Democrats are thinking if you're a Republican? For the same reason you should know what Republicans are thinking if you're a Democrat. To me, Free and Equal makes this available to all of us. It is one of the few organizations out there that have our good in mind when it comes to that realm. So let's jump into another discussion with the founder of Free and Equal, an organization America's founders would have been damn proud of. Christina, how are you today?
Hi, Roger. I'm doing well. How are you today?
Well, I'm okay. Did I do okay with the intro?
Yeah, I think I'm blushing a little. That was really sweet of you. Thank you.
Look, what most people...
Just doing our due diligence for our country, you know, it's a duty, and honored to be in this role to help unite our country and world.
Well, what most people here don't know, Christina, is that you and I didn't meet last week, that we have known each other for almost a decade.
Yeah, it's been about a decade. So yeah. We go back a while, and there's a handful of us that are still in it and never give up. And you're one of them. And there's a handful of us. So it's great.
Oh, Zach has been a big help. And
yeah,
he's a friend. Yep. And I've got to tell you, the young lady who talked to me again the other day, she is, I believe she's your executive director.
Yes, Ariel Schack.
Ariel is, and yes, I did know her name. I would have said it. The thing of it is, every time I talk to this young lady, and yes, I'm 70 years old, she's a young lady, she puts a smile on my face. She makes me feel good that I called. And yes, I'm saying this in front of the entire audience, because this young lady is brilliant. In my eyes, she represents extremely well.
She does. We have such a beautiful team, and I consider them friends, and we equally care about our country and world. It's been doing this 15 years with Free and Equal Elections. I've had to go through a lot of different personalities and so on, and it just has made me even more humble and so much gratitude to be surrounded by the caliber of individuals that we have today within the organization.
You started Free and Equal 15 years ago.
Yes.
I started the Liberty Beacon Project 15 years ago. You have an election process and just what you do, with each election is so far beyond what others would even step up to do. But you've done it over 15 years. Now, you've got to remember, I've known you a long time. I started the Liberty Beacon Project 15 years ago, and today we have 5 global news websites and a social media site. So you said, yep, some of us, a handful of us were there, and some of us are still hanging around and doing things. I think you and I are proof that if you wish to be a part of what makes America a better place to live, a great place to live, then it takes people like yourself and myself who have the staying power to do it.
Definitely. There's been a people in the media, I'm definitely bringing together accountable individuals, having interviewed recently with Clayton Morris of Redacted and Kim Iverson. I'm a big fan of Matt Taibbi, had breakfast with him a couple of years ago. Our PR guy works for WikiLeaks, as well as Kennedy and the Waterkeepers, I think that's what's called. And, you know, our social media, he found a Free Thought Project, one of the few that's still in it. He's been deleted, I don't know, 4 or 5 times. He used to have tens of millions, and he's been censored. And so the people that we have united with our team are very seasoned and knowing how to adjust to the difficulties of what the system has, I don't want to say against the system, but the difficulties of the system, because we're going to drive beyond that. There's no for or against here.
All right. What I want to do, because, again, this is only an hour show and we've got a break coming up in about 14 minutes. What I would like to do is break into at this point. Could you please start off by giving a quick rundown of your past and segue into what brought you to the point where something like Free and Equal was something you felt you needed to do? And then before we get into, and I did send you a list of talking points I would like to go over, let the audience know why you're where you are today. Because, again, nobody dedicates 15 years of their life and does as much work as you do on a daily basis, unless they're really, really sold on it. So please tell our audience the what, why, and how of Christina Tobin and Free and Equal.
Definitely. I've been in this really 25 years, 26 years. When I started Ballot Access when I was 17 and saw my dad wrongfully knocked off the ballot for governor as a third-party candidate, and to date, for a decade and to date, have collected, coordinated millions of signatures to get candidates across the political spectrum on the ballot. So those independent Democrats and Republicans that I feel are using party lines to get elected, I help get them on the ballot. The third parties, I like to call them alternative party candidates, and now even independents. My petition company has been hired to get Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the ballot by the PAC, American Values. We were hired in 2008 to get independent Ralph Nader, left-leaning, on the ballot and succeeded in doing so. That was the roots of what really sparked the creation of my nonprofit, Free and Equal Elections, which started in 2008. Actually, we've hit year 16 this year. I forgot. Yeah. We're there now. So, and we hosted the first nationally televised debates in 2008. Pulitzer Prize journalist Chris Hedges moderated that debate. And then 4 years later, Larry King and I co-moderated Free and Equal's presidential debate. Yeah. Tens of millions. And so this year we've turned into a full series. We're gearing up now for our third presidential debate of 2024. We just had our last one last week or so, I guess a little over a week ago, at Chelsea Television Studio in New York. And we broke through. We had 12 entities broadcasting. C-SPAN broadcasted our debate, and they're on board to broadcast all of our future debates to Rumble, to Pacifica Network. Epic Times broadcasted, and Zero Hedge covered it. And it's really close to hitting, if not already, mainstream. We were represented on CNN. Our correspondent, Mike Leone, another team member, is on CNN spreading the message of this debate series. So we're in the very quick stages of building our third presidential debate, which is likely going to land in the battleground state of Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. But we'll see in the next week or two. It could be a Los Angeles, or who knows? Wow. So,
Christina, I absolutely love all this.
Thank you.
The thing of it is, your name recognition is going up. Why? Because you are associated with this. Nowadays, anybody willing to write anything with a political tinge knows that if they don't do their research, they're going to get hounded bad. And so when people talk about Free and Equal, your name is necessarily mentioned. And again, today, anybody who's been doing this for any period of time and has any way of I don't, publishing their information has now got more notoriety than they would expect. I'm going to tell you something that shocked the hell out of me, Christina. I have been bugged for the last month by Marquise Who's Who, their 125th year of publishing Who's Who. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm going to look it up right now.
Who's Who puts out a list of who's who across America and other places where people who are of notoriety, people who have done things out of the norm or unusual. They have asked me 6 times to fill out the information and send it back so that I and the Liberty Beacon could be in Who's Who.
I'm checking it out. Yeah, they've been around. Wow, British, annually since 1849. You know, I miss Beats. I'm going to get a lot more knowledge, I think, in my 40s, and I know it's time to know these things, so bear with me, but I will not say I know something if I don't. So, wow, this is cool. I'm looking them up right now. Number, congratulations. You deserve
it. Well, again, I don't know if I'm going to do it because I don't know how much I want myself dragged out in front of everything.
Oh, well, you got to.
I know.
It's for the people. It's to spread a message. It's so much bigger than we as individuals. Please, I didn't mean to.
Now, my administrative director is telling me the exact same thing you just told
me. He's right.
All right. Anyway, so the point here is we're in a position now, people like you and I, who have had the staying power, but we're talking about you at this point. You've had the staying power not only to start something that you felt was necessary, but turn it into something that now has national recognition in all forms of the media. And the Liberty Beacon Project has also stepped up to say, going forward, anytime you would like to get a message out, we will have a spot for you to do that. And also, we have guaranteed you one show at a minimum each month, all the way up through the election. I can't, for the life of me, understand why anybody wouldn't give you the notoriety and the media exposure that organization needs. Who was the last debate? Was it, Republican or Democrat, Christina?
We had, the people voted in. We had a blockchain app, 330,000 votes were casted, and we opened up to the top 7 candidates. So the ones that participated were 2 Green Party candidates, Dr. Jill Stein, Jasmine Sherman, and then we had 2 from the Libertarian Party, Lars Mapstead and Chase Oliver, and finally with the Socialist and Liberation Party, Claudia de la Cruz. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, and Cornel West were invited, but did not attend. I hope they'll make it to the next one. There's not going to be, I'm confident, any other, I don't know, mainstream or presidential debates. They're hopeful. Bobby Kennedy is hopeful that he can debate just Trump, but I've just really told him, that's just not going to happen. I mean, Trump and Biden won't even debate one another, and I'm an optimist, but the reality is that I hope Bobby shows up. It's the right thing to do because to not be next to these other candidates that I mentioned, it would be exactly how Trump and Biden are treating Kennedy and all the other candidates. And I think he can break through that mindset. Fingers crossed, and Cornel West as well.
I would tell you I have no problems with Cornel West. I have no problems with Kennedy for the very simple reason that I have been working with Kennedy's website, okay, for at least 10 years with the vaccine issues and the children issues, so on and so forth. And my respect for Kennedy is immense. Do I agree with all his politics? No, I don't. But should his voice be heard? Yes, I believe it should. And if he had been treated properly, and I am not a Democrat in any way, shape, or form, but had he been treated properly, he should have been an outstanding candidate on the Democrat list. He should have been.
He wasn't meant to be. He's too good to be with the Democratic Party. And same goes for Cornel. I'm proud of him for breaking away as an independent. But Cornel West and Jill Stein, there's some history there. And we got to break through. Yeah. Jill's amazing. She's like, have Cornel at the debate. We've got to break through any differences people have. Cornel really preaches universal love and unity. And So you got to put those differences aside and debate next to Jill Stein and others. And you're there for the people, Cornell. So I hope he can make it to the next one. I think he means well. And we got to break beyond any personal differences and come together and unite. Great. And same with Kennedy as well. I mean, he was already at a Libertarian Party of California convention a week ago on a forum, but they called it a debate without his permission. I'm like, you've already done a debate with two other libertarians with basically one camera. But why don't you come to our debate that has 12 broadcasters, C-SPAN, you know, confirmed for the entire series. And I'm confident we're going to get a renowned moderator for this next debate, fingers crossed. So we have some really, really great interest. And it looks like we're going to be hopefully fully backed for this series. It's a dream come true. And you used the word power before. You won't hear me using the word power. I power to the people is what this movement is, you know, to give peace a chance. And that's really what the only power that I have here in wanting to create is for the people to have the power to elect the candidates that they want, to be inspired, to see that their votes count. And we, the people, can take back the power. And that's what Free and Equal Elections is here to achieve long term.
I not only agree with you, but I think I'm going to take it one step further. When I mention power, I'm not mentioning the power to negatively impact something via force. No, not at all. Yeah. When I'm talking about power, I'm talking about it in the same fashion you are. I'm talking about power to the people. Yes. And the only way we get that power is to get enough people interested in how these things are going to and have already affected your life. So what we need is an organization like yours to make sure elections are free, and organizations like the Liberty Beacon Project that can wake people up and let them know what's really going on. The reason why I absolutely love your forum is because it is a logical progression to a constitutional republic. And I think you do it absolutely phenomenal.
I really appreciate it. It has been a process to get here and become an expert at this. It was not always the case. And this goes to say, when you keep doing the same thing over and over again, Alan Watts, you eventually become an expert at it. And I decided to not to do the 9-to-5 job, which a lot of us have families, you know, and eventually after 10, 15 years, my family started to understand. And when you become an expert at it, you get an exchange and you can, you know, be comfortable. Yes. Money's a tool. But yeah, it's I'm there now. And it's because of the team that I have been able to surround myself with, like-minded individuals. And we're only moving upward and forward from here on. It's a beautiful feeling to break through, because there were some times in the 15 years I'm like, should I be doing this? I'm sure you've had those moments too. The moment we take a breather for a couple months, we know in our soul that we miss it. It's just not the same. Our spirit is so in this. So it's the only way.
I got to tell you this. I haven't had a day off in 15 years.
You mean you've been on a vacation for 15 years doing what you love?
Okay, there you go. I like the way you said it better. We're about to go to a break. As soon as we come back from that break, we're going to go through the list of talking points that I passed over to you. These are specific points that I brought out to Christina so that we can let you know how Free and Equal is working. And again, it's broken down into about a half a dozen talking points. And these are logical questions, and I'm sure Christina is going to be very comfortable giving us answers to. But in the interim, you know, Free and Equal, go there, take a look, be a part. All right, this to me is an extension off of the Liberty Beacon Project. It is the next logical step. Please go there. All right, Christina, we're about to head off to a break, and when we come back, we'll go through these talking points.
Thank you, Roger.
And for everybody listening, look, this is not the first show we've done, Christina and I, and it's definitely not going to be the last one. What you all need to understand here is nobody's screaming if you're a Democrat, go away. Nobody's screaming if you're a Republican, go away. What we're saying is if we do this right, everybody's got a voice. And the more voices we have, the better things get. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
And as usual, when I come back in at this point in that song, one thing I know a lot of you are thinking, Roger and Silence, they don't really go together. And you're probably right. Had I believed in keeping my voice silent, a lot of this wouldn't have happened over the last 15 years. Now, as we left for the break, we were talking with a friend of mine, Christina Tobin, who is the founder of Free and Equal Election Foundation. And is, in my eyes, is probably one of the more outstanding associations or organizations involved with elections, because it's not a matter of who you are. It's a matter of what do you have to say and who do you wish to represent. And in this case, we see in Free and Equal people that we don't see on the mainstream media. We see them in debates that we don't see them on in the mainstream media. And there has got to be a reason for that. So we're going to go through a few questions that Christina and I have already pretty much agreed on going forward for the rest of the show. And I'm sure that the answer to that's going to be inserted into these questions themselves. So how are you doing, Christina? Did you get a chance to take a break?
Yes, definitely. Hopping on to interview with KPFK right after this interview. So they gave me a call. It was perfect during the break to check in.
All right. What we're going to try and do is, if we get you out of here 5 minutes before the hour, would that be okay?
Yeah, that would be perfect, just so I can sweep.
Yeah, I know you've got another interview.
I love them. Sylvester Rivers is great. He brought us to Pacifica Network, and they broadcasted our debate, which is huge in a lot of independent radio. So excited to go on a show for the first time and be warmed up here with you. And I love, as I get to go on one show after another with you, there's more of a familiarity, and it's great how you have it monthly, because it enables your person you're interviewing to open up more. So it's refreshing. Got it. And yeah, I really like it a lot. It's a different style.
I like you. And it's not so much because we're friends. It's because of what you feel you need to accomplish. I mean, again, it sets you out, Christina, from other people. It does. And it's people like you and I that tend to run together. You know more people like you. I know more people like you and me. And that's what makes up the biggest portion of what we call our support. So let's roll back into, I did send you a list, I believe, of 6 points. Let's roll through those, because I believe each one of these is important in getting the entire picture out. And we're going to start with, why do you feel debates are necessary at all?
Ralph Nader taught me in 2008, after I was served as National Ballot Access Coordinator, he took me to the DNC, and he said, he looked at all the media, he said, you know, Christina, I could interview with every member of the DNC media right here, right now, and I wouldn't reach but 2-3% of what the Commission on Presidential Debates reaches. And he said that it is one of the most powerful tools that the two-party system uses to create this false grand illusion that there's only two parties, you know.
Right.
So that was a spark. And then shortly after, Ralph Nader hosted, I came in as a media director and helping organize the Open the Debates rally. Where the DNC was, Denver, I believe, Colorado that year in 2008. And that's when I saw Governor Jesse Ventura speak about how he got elected, because he got into the debates. He was the governor of Minnesota. And so that's when I realized, okay, the Commission on Presidential Debates is funded by pharmaceuticals, military industrial complex. Like, it is just corrupt, flawed, does not serve our best interests. And it just serves the interests of the two parties, which feeds and fuels, you know.
I apologize. I got to jump in here. I got to apologize, because something you just said just is strange. You mean to tell me that when I watch the Republican debate, those five people on stage, when I watch the Democratic debate, those five people on stage, they're not the only people running for president? Come on, don't tell me that. Come on,
definitely not. You know, and after the primary happens, they only invite the main prime, you know, since Ross Perot got in, they didn't let anybody else in. And there's a reason for that. And now I don't even think the Commission on Presidential Debates is going to have a debate, because Biden and Trump, need I say more? So
Trump
this is all the more reason.
Trump has stated he will have a debate, but Biden has stated, now, again, Biden knows that every other word out of his mouth is a flub. And I'm not telling you that, you know, this guy is not, you know, suffering from someone who's in their mid-80s, okay? But he knows that if he goes on stage, and this is, again, I've done massive research on this, he knows that if he goes on stage with Trump, Trump is going to absolutely make him look like the half-brain-dead old man he actually is. Now, I'm not besmirching the guy. He is obvious to the entire world past his point of being in the White House. Even the Democrats know this. It is not Biden saying, I will have a debate with Trump, but only if he behaves. No, that's bullcrap. He won't have a debate with Trump because 5 minutes in, he's going to start screaming and probably fall over. It's not going to happen.
Biden's going to be invited to our debate after the primary, but
yes.
We all know that as long as Biden is breathing and alive, he doesn't make the decisions. He's beholden to the powers that be.
Thank you.
Same with Obama, Clinton, Bush. So they can have anyone
Thank
as long
you.
As he could disappear for 2 years and they could pretend he's with us here on Earth and still they're going to make the decisions for him. So that's yes. really what it comes down to. He does not have to be. And
okay, you just right floored freedom. Me. Mm-hmm. You just floored me. Okay, you sounded more like me than I ever sounded like you. But no, I love that because you couldn't have been more accurate.
Thank you.
And the thing of it is, my audience is listening to you say it this time, not me say it. And it's exactly right. We're at a point right now. This is what makes free and equal elections so damn important today. We're at a point right now where we the people have lost our ability to pick our leaders. Whether it's through cheating,
never given the right to do it. And that's why we have to have an independent movement to take the power back to the people. Preaching to the choir here.
Yeah, and that's where I was going, but you just actually said it. Again, this was great. It is, because people aren't thinking it's rolling out of Roger's mouth. So what we need is to focus on a system of elections that actually and truly represents the people, not those who say these are the six Republicans and these are the six Democrats we're going to allow in and sponsor. And that's exactly what we see today. You and I both know there may be over 100 people running for president, but we're only going to see a dozen of them. Why? Because that's what our deep state, yes, I actually use that word, those are the ones a deep state has decided to give us access to or to let us know are running for president. Have I got that wrong, Christina?
No, you're spot on, unfortunately. But fortunately, we're going to fix it.
Yes, ma'am, and you are there. So let's go to the next point. How do free and equals debates differ from mainstream media debates? And they do differ.
I just talked
about one point.
So different.
Who was on it?
Oh, yeah. The candidates that we have from Dr. Jess Stein, Libertarians, Greens, Socialists, and we invited independents. And so we engage dialogue and conversation. And I brief and I really get to know the candidates before each debate. Now I'm really adamant on that to let them know that our debates are not about arguing or calling names towards one another. That's not the brand of free and equal elections. You can have a vastly different idea in debate on a level of intelligence, you know, of let the best idea win and respect and compassion. And I have to really say, bow down to the five candidates. I know that there may have been some personal tension between one or two of them, particularly two, and they put that aside and did the debate for the people. I wish Cornel West had been there and put his differences with Jill Stein aside, and I hope he will in the future. I think he can achieve that because the people are going to want him there furthermore. So this is what we have to do, and they achieved that, and I'm very proud of those candidates. I'm honored. I'm glad they're running. There's over 1,500 people running for president, and that's one of many reasons it makes our debates different, because the energy of what I put out as a moderator, the moderator are not here to take over the dialogue, which we see them do on a lot of other debate platforms. We're here to listen to the candidates. And I want to bring more interaction in the future, have shorter responses to questions, yes, no's, kind of a fast pace to maybe even bringing in via live stream pre-recorded Edward Snowden, you know, to ask about pardoning Assange and or community leaders on the ground that are doing it to have live and or pre-recorded questions as we evolve into more 360 immersive. These last two debates cost us upwards of $250,000 each. So in two debates, it's been almost $500,000. And so I see us rising furthermore. And hopefully it looks like our next debate is going to be, who knows, the next 8 weeks or so in Phoenix, Arizona, or even on top of that, we're looking at Las Vegas in July in collaboration with a really great organization convention out there.
Can I add something in there?
Yes.
Okay, what Christina and I have been talking to you about, and this is our third discussion, not our first or our second, this is our third discussion. What we have been discussing, okay, is your ability to know and to see and to understand who may represent you, not who the deep state feels you should see and can see who can represent you. That's what Free and Equal does. Free and Equal pulls out and allows individuals who you would never even know existed in presidential debates if it wasn't for Free and Equal. Do me a favor. $500,000 in two sessions. Do me a favor. Do America a favor. Let's keep this running. This is an organization that's well worth supporting. If you planned on giving $10 to the Liberty Beacon Project today, do me a favor and give it to Free and Equal. The Liberty Beacon Project can make you aware of what's going on. Free and Equal can help us to live free and equal. Have I got that wrong, Christina?
You're the best, Roger. You know, I've definitely had a few supporters, a big one, Jason Palmer, of his entity Together. He's a Democratic presidential candidate who just won the American Samoa Award. He was our moderator at the debate, this last second debate, and a big backer of the debate. He's been supportive of debates for 20 years. So it was just perfect. And the people, we raised $40,000 online through our website. Jimmy Dore, Russell Brand, and others helped promote. So that's exciting. And I put probably $50,000 or more of my own money from, if not six figures, and a lifetime, half a million or millions, arguably. It is what it is to build this nonprofit as a visionary and creator. It's not for sale. I've turned down half a million, millions, hundreds of thousands from corporate sponsors that wanted to take control and rename and rebrand. I'm like, it's not for sale. And I've held strong for the people, and it's so worth it. I do see this series stabilizing long term, and it's just, it's eventually all the support and funding will be on a blockchain ledger where people can see how it's being supported, and really vote and or decide how they want to donate their money towards the debates, towards our blockchain app. That's another big vision with what we're doing, how we're going to transform elections and bring about transparency, or even our United We Stand festival. So you can go to freeandequal.org and see all of our projects there today.
I would donate.
Thank you.
Yes. And I was going there again. Listen, I not only agree with you, but I will tell you something, okay, that I don't think would come as a big surprise to you. I have been, and I'm retired, okay, and I'm on Social Security. I have been putting between $1,000 and $1,500 a month into this project every single month for 13 years straight. Beautiful. I haven't had a day off in over 13 years straight, close to 15 years. So do I understand what you're doing and where you're coming from? Why do you think I have so much respect for you, lady?
Thank you so much. Yeah, I definitely sometimes during off election years, I'll travel 10,000 miles away and go to Bali. I did last year for 2 months, and I found myself working from 4 to 10 a.m. because that's the time difference, and enjoying my entire day in Bali and grounding and living there 3 years out of college. After I finished college at St. Mary's University in Winona, Minnesota, I bought a one-way ticket to Bali and lived there over 3 years. And that was the best decision I could have ever made to really ground and connect with the people, the energy of the water and the land and of the culture. It's a very, very spiritual, magical place.
You're going to have to leave pretty soon, so let me make sure we get through the rest of these points. Okay, we've already talked about what stood out in your mind, and what the next point is. I think you've already covered that, when the next debate is, and we will put that word out. What we're going to get is any information that needs to be put out to the Liberty Beacon Project's listeners or followers. We will get steady updates from Free and Equal. We will provide them to you when the next debate is up. We will let you know at least a week in advance, if we can, or as far in advance as we can, so that you can literally go and listen to it. Believe me, people, right now, Free and Equal are the best debates you're going to get in this country, because they are the least impacted by money or power. There, I used that word again.
We're not impacted at all by it. It's the vision of myself, the team, the people. It's so pure, and there's no other way. It's just so deeply rooted. Yeah, me too. I plan to put on a decentralized platform, but one day But yeah, it's the debates and the feedback we got. It's just, I could not be happier in C-SPAN broadcasting. We haven't had them broadcast our debate since 2012. You know, we've been holding 15 years since Larry King. So for them to come on board and say they're going to broadcast all future debates, our production level is just extraordinary and will continue to rise throughout the series this year.
What I would like you to do, because I've got to let you go in a couple of minutes, probably about 5 minutes at the most. What I would like you to do, and Roger's going to do something he finds extremely hard to do. He's going to shut up. So for the next couple of minutes, if you could give this audience anything you would like to pass on. I don't do that with most of my guests because I haven't got a clue what they're going to say and whether or not it's going to embarrass me. But with you, I have total confidence in that. Please take the football for the next couple of minutes and run with it before I have to say goodbye to you.
Roger, you're living up to the sound of silence. And the sound of silence and Simon and Garfunkel, like for me, it's like the sound of silence is what we're going to be seeing the two-party system doing. We can see them retiring, passing away, age, you know, old Congress. And the old paradigm is crumbling. It's going to fade away. And that's bold to say, but having foresight because of being simply interconnected with so many leaders across the spectrum, I do foresee parties fading away. They don't serve us, we the people. And here at Free and Equal Elections, we're here to build truly that independent movement beyond the presidential debate series. We plan to have 6 debates. If I would have, beginning this year, when I was told we're doing 6 debates, I was like, oh, I don't know. We're going on number 3 already. And I'm like, okay, yes. I guess it's happening. This is, it could be more than 6, but I'm
halfway through. Girl,
you know, I've the most I did was 3 in 2020, and I'm already at 3, and it's not even March, coming on April, May, so that's pretty cool. And so just remember, if you feel like there's no hope, no change, just recognize that that's psychological indoctrination. You are being manipulated from the Obama administration, intentionally using those words, to the mainstream media and the Hollywood, the dark movies. Like, break away from that. Go out into nature, peace. I know I need to, and we'll be diving more into that in the near future. It's in my heart, my soul. And so in doing that,
Hold on one second, because I've got to jump in. I'm going to include, as long as you don't tell me I can't, an image of Christina sitting in the field. She talks about these type of things. I would like you to see that image, because this girl looks like she was born to sit in that field.
Yeah, please do share that.
And that's a great picture, lady.
Thank you so much. And it's just recognizing that there's so much good in this world, and the system currently shows the not good things. They feed into it because they want us to be divided. They want chaos. There's money there. And gosh, there's far more good people doing great things in the world just as it being shown. And that's what we're going to do through the debate series and breaking off into the United We Stand tour in 2025-26. We're going to take real TV on the ground where you connect with the real projects of the world, and the world leaders and people and the community leaders and candidates that you're like, wow, I actually want to vote for this candidate. Wow, I actually want to help get them on the ballot. Man, maybe I should run for office, or can I get
involved? Wait a minute, are you talking about giving politics? You're talking about giving politics back to the people?
Yeah, it's like they created the stigma that it's just like, oh, don't be. But it's a duty, and we're going to make it fun again and exciting. Yes. And we're going to see every candidate for who they are, independents, individuals, the blockchain ledger. We're going to break through the party lines, and they're not going to have to lean on or use parties like arguably Trump did. To get elected as a Republican, and so on. They're going to be able to run full independence. And I commend Kennedy and Cornel West and others running as independents, which broke my heart that they weren't at our debate, because I'm like a hardcore. I am independent. And one thing I have to say at the end of our debate, these candidates that came together, Green, Libertarian, Socialists, they were talking about, wow, we agree on far more things than I thought. You know, the Greens are like, Libertarians have some left-leaning viewpoints that they don't talk about on their panels, and it went both ways. It was really cool to see that. So we are living behind the veil of a grand illusion, and that those days are outnumbered, and are numbered, that is, and the new paradigm's rising. So if you feel called to support Free and Equal Elections, you can go to freeandequal.org. And Roger, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Free and equal, along with the Liberty Beacon Project, we are organizations designed from 15 years ago to do exactly that, to pull back a curtain. Thank you, Christina. You are always a pleasure, my friend. Always.
Much gratitude. Always a pleasure to hang
out. All right. And everybody, please say goodbye to Christina. She will be back in a month or less. We will do this every month, all the way up through the election. And if Christina's organization has anything else to add, she will send it and I will publish it. Christina, have a great day and thank you.
You as well. Take care, Roger.
All right. So we've got a few minutes left. So let me go over a few things that we've all heard. All right. Look, the one thing I want you all to take away, not the one thing, but one of the things I want you all to take away from this isn't about Democrat and it's not about Republican. It really isn't. Because as you heard Christina say, and probably nobody would know this better than her, there were over 1,000 people who wanted to run for president or who were running for president. How many of those would mainstream support? How many of them did you even know? And if Christina's organization, Free and Equal Elections Foundation, or Free and Equal, and you will have a link to all of this when this is published tomorrow. How much information that's being put out on Free and Equal is literally far and above what you're ever going to see on mainstream media? How many of these people in those debates were on debates you would see on CNN? How many of them on MSNBC? How many of them even on Fox News? How many? The answer is zero to none. Yeah, that's a joke. It was intended to be because this is a joke. If we don't have an organization like Free and Equal, and I don't give a damn whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, or a socialist. I don't care. You can call yourself anything you want. What I want to know is what's attached to that. If you call yourself a Democrat, tell me why and tell me how that's going to affect us going forward, because you will represent us. You don't go to Congress to push your ideas. You go to Congress to represent us. So again, I don't care at this point. I am a conservative, but I am not a Republican. Absolute fact. Okay? Why am I a conservative? I am a conservative because those are my beliefs. But I've got to tell you something. There are some Democrats out there who speak to issues that I firmly believe in a much better fashion than Republicans do. And there are some Republicans out there, and we all know that. I think we call them rhinos or uniparty people that would probably do better as Democrats than they would as Republicans.
I don't know how.
But if you stop and consider all of that, okay, what we need and what we are lacking seriously at this point in time is a proper representation. Everybody who runs for president should be recognized. Whether or not they've got the money to do all the things everybody else can do, we'll talk more about this next week. And thank you for your time.
Health Simple with Colorado Shioji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.